Perhaps some of the most powerful words that we say every morning when we're still bleary-eyed and sleepy is "Ashreinu matev chalkeinu manayim goreinu." We're fortunate. How good is our portion? How pleasant is our lot? And how beautiful is our heritage? I mean, the word "Ashreinu" comes from the word "Asher," "Aisher," but "Ashri ki Ashreinu bonos," and my good fortune. Women have deemed me fortunate with "Asher." Rav Hirsch actually in Tehillim, the beginning of Tehillim, "Ashrei Ha'ish," says that "Ashrei" means to progress or strive forward. Which Rosh Hashanah says something so beautiful. How do you marry those two ideas together? A person is in a happy frame of mind when he's progressing or she's progressing towards their goals in life. And certainly when we achieve them. And that's just remarkable. When are we happiest? Not when we're chilling and relaxing. We're happiest when we're doing something meaningful. When we're achieving something huge. Certainly when we tap into it on a Klal Yisrael level. To make our contribution to the epic, epic role of Klal Yisrael in this world. And we've got a part to play in that. So, what's the idea? Chalkeinu, goralenu yirushasenu. We have a unique position in the world. In three different ways. So, for example, Rav Schwab gives three examples to describe this. And number one is you become a partner in a wealthy man's business. That's chalkeinu. And a wealthy man takes you into business, split the profits. We've been selected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his partner, ki chelek Hashem amai. Hashem's portion is his nation. Perhaps you could say, api kabbalah kutchabricha eraisu Yisrael chatu, we're one company, we're one unit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah gives us all the happiness in the world, and our lives would be totally meaningless without it. That's our portion. A partner with the Ribbono Shelam. Number two, we call a goral, a gairal, a lottery. Goralenu here is mitzvahs. The word goral, goral chad l'Hashem, goral chad l'Azazel. On Yom Kippur, we talk about the lots. Purim's also about the lots. And we say, we've got to choose, a choice. It's not a random lot, it's a symbolic conscious choice. Is our lives going to go to Hashem or are they going to go to l'Azazel? We have a choice of chayim and mavis. In fact, on that pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Nitzavim, Rashi says, where a father says to a child, take the best portion of the property. A geirel is how present and sweet that we've chosen something. Choose a portion. And the third one is being the beneficiary of a will of a distant relative. That's Yerushasini. Our entire heritage, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaalpeh, all the mitzvahs, everything that we do is a Yerusha. It's been handed down to us from previous generations. What do we do? Unless we converted, what do we do to become Jewish? We get it by dint of birth. It is a Yerusha. It's something we've achieved, not through our own efforts, but through the collective efforts of every generation that came before us that chose to be Jewish, that chose to stay faithful to the Torah and the mitzvahs. So we say, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manayim goralenu mayaf yishaseinu. We're so fortunate. We're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're making conscious choices. And all of this is something which we've received from previous generations. You put that together, we should be dancing for joy every single morning. It's not just on Simchas Torah, we sing Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. What an amazing thing, how incredible it is to be a Jew.